9.25 up 2.5. March, 5.42 1/4 up 2. December corn, 3.56 3/4 down 3. March, 3.70 3/4 down 2 3/4. May, 3.79 down 3. July, 3.86 1/2 down 3. November soybeans, 9.83 3/4 down 9.5. January, 9.90 1/2 now 9.90 even down 10. March, 9.97 down 9.5. And July, 10.11 1/4 down 6 1/4. You know, every day it seems as though there are fewer and fewer places to get timely and dependable commodity market analysis. But that's not the case right here at Will Ag, where over the last few years, we've actually been able to expand our services, and in large part, thanks to your generosity. Listeners like you are our most dependable source of revenue, over 40%, and you're the lifeblood of our agricultural programming. Your contribution does make a difference. And so on this final day of our fall pledge period, won't you go to your phone? If you have a cell phone, pick that up, 217-244-9455 is the number to call. We've been working on a challenge all week, and I know it's been a very long and hard week for many of you who have sat countless hours in the cabs of your harvesting operations. And today is the last chance, though. It's Last Chance Texaco, and we're making a final push to hear from 100 listeners in support of agricultural programming. And the people that keep such things near and dear to them with an abacus and toenails and I don't know what they count with tell us they have 24 calls left to go to make that challenge. Now, I've done a little bit of math to help you out. That means if you call right now, with your level of gift, any level you want to give, it is worth an additional $218. Think about that for a minute. If you gave $100, for example, it would be worth $318.75, actually, if you want to get very specific about it. 217-244-9455. Les Schulte alongside other incentives to call to.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. They're back there working on abacuses.
That's right.
The other incentive, of course, is this challenge that we have, the $5,250 challenge. We have 24 to go. Did you just talk about that?
I know you were so amused by the whole.
I was.
Let's talk
abacus,
about deer and
the abacus thing. Yeah, just threw me off here. Yeah, we also have the case and the deer challenge going on. So when you call in with that pledge, the remaining 24 of you or more called 217-244-9455. Mentioned case or deer. We'll have a drawing at the end of the drive for a John Deere 1/16 replica tractor or a Case IH-116 Magnum 370 CVT Prestige Collection tractor. And my understanding of the people who run the abacuses tell me that the deer folks are just running away with this thing.
Oh, well, that means if you are a Case person, what a great opportunity for you to call right now at 217-244-9455. Let's go ahead and bring in Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is over in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
You're way over there where Dorothy trod. And so I'm wondering a little bit, when you talk to people that you work with, what do they say about our service, and do they pick us up on the web?
Well, I think bottom lining it out, Dave, is you're more needed than ever, and I think this goes back to, well, just what we saw yesterday in the private sales or the weekly export sales of soybeans, where they were double the estimated amount, and it was because private sales were not reported. Or when I went to the data users meeting this week at USDA, in Chicago at the beginning of this week, and we talked about the hogs and pigs report, the PED virus, the low stocks in the soybeans, and the Farm Service Agency acreage versus the NAS acreage. A private, knowledgeable media in agriculture is more necessary than ever, and I would throw out there that the private analysts are more needed than ever, if not for anything else, but just a check and balance. But I think in this type of market place that we're in right now, you need the money because we need you.
217-244-9455, the number to call. I did want to get into the meeting that you were at in Chicago, and bottom line it for us, what do hedgers need to know out of that meeting?
Well, I think I am surprised that algorithmic traders would rely upon, whether it's USDA or any large government agency or large private agency, one large agency to give them the numbers, because when I talked and listened at that meeting, what I found was statistically they did not move on changing pigs per litter, because statistically pigs per litter are such a good constant that they actually use that number to move their farrowing numbers around. And so they couldn't change their pigs per litter statistically, even though PED virus was staring us all in the face. And so it said to me, my goodness, we are not going towards a more efficient market. We're going towards a more inefficient market if we rely more heavily upon one or two sources. My vote is bring back the day of multiple sources and coalesce those sources together, and then run your marketing plan and your risk management plan that way, because that really came out at me at that meeting.
One good piece of news came out. We're going to get, in February, I think, a DDG report.
That's exactly right. And the other big piece of news that I wanted to pass on to the listeners was that the Farm Service Agency acreage numbers have more power than what I was assuming when I went up there, and that was my inference. And so it would be interesting to know what others that were there thought. But my sense and takeaway was the USDA and NAS could actually change before their January report when they do their big 70,000 producer survey in mid-December. They could actually change in the November report this next month, again, the acreage numbers, if the FSA sees the need to change their acreage numbers and NAS sees that need to follow them along. But I took from that meeting, Dave, that the FSA acreage numbers were more in the lead than the NAS acreage numbers, and I found that very surprising.
All right, let's turn our attention to the marketplace today. We've had quite the impressive run-up this week. And even though the numbers are in the red today, it looks like it, we might finish in the week in a positive note.
Yeah, fourth straight week potentially of a higher close. We haven't seen that since February in the case of corn and March in the case of wheat. And I think what we've essentially done has between the extremely strong export demand and the harvest delays here in the United States, walked back the idea that the crop is getting bigger as we go into the November and December reports. And I think I would even add to that the reason why the export demand has been so flush in the corn and in the soybeans has been because we essentially went too low, not just in the futures market, but because of the basis widening on some of the rail freight concerns and the river terminals widening their basis. My takeaway from this is that the end user saw a very good opportunity to get maybe some of the lowest prices of the marketing year, and they've jumped on it. And I think you to just walk away with that thinking, okay, in the medium term, that means that our wheat low is in, our corn low is coming, our bean low is still unknown. But in the medium term, we've got more of a balanced market, not a terribly bearish market. Short term, we could pull back here, but medium term, I think it's a much better looking market.
It looks to me like perhaps the lows may be in, but I still think a little bit about that December, early December time frame.
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, what we're really talking about now that we've gotten the futures market up is the basis coming up. And in central Illinois last year, when we got to the November report, we had about a 1.9 carryover, and basis had improved from about 45 under to about 25 under. And I think that type of basis improvement is logical and would make sense again here as we go into the, you know, middle part of the November and as we get towards Thanksgiving, Dave, maybe on a steady or slightly inclining futures market. But I think the next horse to pull the carriage is going to be the cash basis, because I continue to hear, and I'm sure you probably do too through other analysts, that those test weight issues are still alive and kicking. And we don't even know much because we haven't gotten a lot of corn shelled. It's been mainly focused here the last week.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave, and good luck on that drive.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. December corn, 356 and a quarter, down 3.5. November soybeans, 984 and a quarter, down 9. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.